כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הלוס השם מן האורץ. We continue the hallelujah that's describing the great creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the highest spiritual bodies to the great and vast amount of celestial bodies that we see, to the sky itself and the clouds and the rain. Now we're starting from the bottom up. Or the Melech himself is starting. Halus Hashem in the Oretz. Look down to depths of the earth. And there's so much to be Mahal Hashem. Taninim l'chol tohoimois. Taninim, the gigantic fish that were created. The largest creatures in the world are the blue whale, tremendous creature that Hashem created. And all the other types of life underwater. The whole Tahimas, depths of the oceans. You know, the ocean, the deepest point is extremely deep. It's deeper than the highest mountains, at least. In other words, there's a whole life underneath the water that Hashem created. And we look into it and we see also this amazing creation that Hashem set up and how every creature has its way of living. We live after being on top of the land with oxygen, and then you have connected everything on the drive into something in the water to show us that life doesn't come from oxygen. Hashem can make life from anything. We have to take the message for ourselves that life is not from oxygen, it's not from the water. All of these are things that we need, but our life is from Kodesh Baruch Hu, from Avodas Hashem. The famous story with great Rosh Hashanah, although they're legalists, someone was giving a drush, how important Torah is, he said it's like oxygen. And Rav Bear said, what oxygen? It's life itself. That's what life is all about. The Holy Hashem, it gives us life. Keeps us going. Gives us the strength to and the Siyat HaShemaya. Today happened to be my mother's Yahrzeit. And that's the way she was. She was so full of life always. But the thing that gave her life was emulating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the different forms of Avodas Hashem, whether it be the Chasodim, whether it be the Tehillim, whether it be the Tefillis, all kind of other things. It wasn't just something that she did. It's something that was her life. It gave her energy. Even when she was extremely weak, she was able to somehow gather the strength to say a nice word to somebody. Say a Tefillah. A word of chizik. Our kofanim, this is what we are saying today. Appreciation of the amazing Bria that Hashem gave to us, for us to learn from the Bria that the world, like we said, we have the whole undersea world, which is a vast world, as big as their own world, and has their own form of life over there. And one of the messages, like we said, is teach us that our environment is not what gives life. Life can be given in many ways. Together with that, it gives us the appreciation of the great Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these vast and very extremely deep depths of ocean, and there's all kinds of things that live there, also in conditions that seem impossible. Certain areas very hot, certain areas very cold. There's things living in every part of it. And the world has its own special shape. You think it looks round, the depths of it is gigantic mountains and gigantic crevices going deep inside, and each one has its purpose. You should be very to appreciate the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the chassad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu And most of all, that we have the gift of life that no other creature has. From the depths to the Shemayim, to the Malachim, they don't have what we have. We have the ability to be Oved Hashem and make our Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as great as can be. Have a good day.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111